Alright, so we're officially up to Perek Vav Pasuk Yud Aleph. We're going to skip Pasuk Yud Aleph just because, again, the ultimate goal over here was to learn, you know, various inyanim and the outcome of gaining insight into Avodas Hashem, etc. And Pasuk Yud Aleph, Chas V'Shalom, of course, is always what they gain. But it's something that's we've read in previous psukim. Previous prokim, it's come up a few times, so I figured we'll move on to Pasuk Yud Beis, which is a little bit more, a little bit new. So again, you can learn Pasuk Yud Aleph. The basic insight is there, we've already seen, so we'll do Pasuk Yud Beis. Adam bli ya'al ish oven. So you know, I actually looked up how to translate this eloquently in the Art Scroll translation. Blial, we know, is bli oil, right? As the lawless person, that's how they translate it. Ish oven, man of iniquity, right? Which is, oven is disgrace, is wrongdoing. Heilech ikshus peh. And he goes with a distortion of the mouth. So there's three things here, right? There's the Adam Bliyal, there's the Ish Oven, and there's the Heilech Ikeshus Peh. Three clauses. So it says the Goyin, Adam Bliyal, Bliyal. This is the person who removes from himself the yoke of Malchus Shemayim as well as the yoke of man. So this is interesting. It's not just somebody who disregards Ben Adam L'Malkum. He doesn't care about God, but he's good with other people and he'll listen to other people. He'll work with the community, etc. He'll, you know. No, and it's also not the opposite. It's not the person who's putting on tefillin, keeping Shabbos, and doing his obligations of Ben Adam L'Makom, but ignoring and not caring about Ben Adam L'Chaveru, which is unfortunately prevalent. And we're talking a person who's just doesn't care about anything. He's completely lawless, both in the realm of Ben Adam L'Chaveru and Ben Adam L'Makom. No Ol Malchus Shemayim and no Ol Basar Adam. Ve'ein alav shum oil, he has no yoke upon himself. V'heilech b'shrirus li be'ara, he just goes with the whims of his evil heart. So that's Blial, is bli oil. It's really an acronym for bli oil. Well, it's even the same letters. So he says, ish oven. Says the Goyin, shehara nechlak l'shleisha. Evil is divided, subdivides up into three. Chaylech rochil, medaber ta'apuchos, v'oysera b'foil. You have a chaylech rochil, which we're going to see in the coming psukim, that inyan. You have the medaber, it's actually, I don't know if it's the coming psukim, actually, it's that pasuk he says over here. 1 second, Perek Yud Aleph pasuk Yud Gimel. Let me check if that's there. Yeah, Perek Yud Aleph pasuk Yud Gimel talks about the Heilech Rachil Megala Soid V'Neman Ruach Mechase Adover. Okay, so you have the guy who goes around slandering, Medaber Ta'apuchos, is somebody who speaks in different ways, like he's double-sided. He'll talk one way, and then he'll, you know, he really means something else, or he'll talk another way. You can't rely on him. He's switching over, turning over all the time. Which means he's saying one thing, but he's really thinking another. That's really what it means. We'll see in the Goyin in a minute. Ve'oiser rabafoil, and then you have the guy who does the evil. Actually, he actually does evil. It's not just a matter of speech, not a matter of thought. He's actually doing the bad. Vizeo, and this is what these words mean. Adam bliyal, the lawless person, hu b'foyal, that is the person who lives and actively does bad. There's nothing holding him back. He's always doing bad. Ish oven b'machshava. I don't know if he's always doing bad, but if he wants to do bad, I'll do it. Whenever he decides. He doesn't have anything. He doesn't feel restricted by anything. Ish oven b'machshava. Now the ish oven, the man of iniquity, is the guy who is bad in his thoughts. Who, huh? And he's the guy who speaks in a double way. His words are good. But in his heart, he's really thinking wrong doings. He's really thinking wrong things. Hailech ikshus. So that's like the, you know, another lashon of Chazal is echad bapev, echad balev. He's saying one thing is with his mouth, but it's a whole other story in his heart. Hailech ikshus peh. Who am I daber rechilus? That's the guy who speaks rechilus, speaks slander. V'yeshlo peh ikesh. So he has a mouth that's like distorted. So that's the Hoylich Ikshus Peh. Well, who, and these three things are Neged, Machshava, Dibur, V'maisa. Again, it's very beautiful the way the Gro constantly works with these. You know, he shows that there's certain paradigms that the Psukim are built around. The Chachma of Shlomo is given over in certain paradigms. And this is one of those paradigms is Machshava, Dibur, V'maisa. Right? Which we've said in the past. Really relates to the three levels of a person. The machshava is in the head of the person. Okay, dibur really is also in the head of the person, but it's the bottom part of the person, and can relate. We can refer to it as the expression of the midas of a person, right? Like coming out of the midas of a person, which is the middle level of the person, and then you have ma'isa, which is the activity of a person, the action of a person. So that's the three levels here he's talking about. Machshava, Dibor, V'maisa. V'omar, Adam, V'ish. Now the Pasuk uses two expressions here for a person. Adam and Ish. Neged mashabik dusha, hein shnei shemes rishenim shebetayra. That parallels what we find in the Inyan, in the expressions of Kedusha regarding a person. These are the two first names that are in the Torah. Keneged zeh gamken kan harishonim. So keneged that, paralleling those two first names in regarding a person of Kedusha, over here Shlomo Melech talking about the bad person refers to them as Adam and Ish. Vashlishi hu hoylech. And the third one is hoylech. That's the third expression over here. But the first two...
The expression of a person.
What's that?
The third reference to a person is in Ish.
Heilich, yeah. Heilich is its own, the guy going, the traveler, the guy walking, the guy moving. So, but those, it doesn't. That's not one of the five. They bring down over here, based on what the Goyin says later on in Perek Ches, Pasuk Dalet, that there are five names of a person. Adam, Gever, Ish, Ben Adam, Ve'enosh. So Heilich is a third, but it's not from the avos. It's not from the, you know, title, the ikar titles of a person. Yeah, but that's description though. It's
That's not what it means over
here. I don't know. I mean, again, the Goyin seems to be saying these five. I mean, it's very pashut, right? Because heilich, when you talk about heilich, you could be talking about an animal going. You know, you could say apil halech, the elephant goes. So it doesn't automatically connote a man. It's not. It's a description of an activity that the man does. But the other ones, Adam, Gever, Ish, Ben Adam, Ve'enosh, those are clearly people. That's not referring to activity at all. Okay. Fine. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Koyreitz be'einav. He winks with his eyes. Molel biraglav, he shuffles with his feet. Meirabet ba'osav, he points with his fingers. Clearly, again, we see the pasuk is divided up into three. Right? Winking with his eyes. It's interesting. This also, right, you see, really refers to three parts, three sections of the body. The eyes are in the head, the feet, of course, the bottom level, and the fingers are in the middle level. Let's see how the Gaon explains it. Koyreitz be'einoi, the one who winks with his eyes. Hu neged hamedaber mirmo v'tapuchos. That's keneged the person who speaks with deceit and duplicity. Dvorim toivim v'libay chayshiv oven. He's speaking the words, the content is good, but his heart is thinking inappropriate, incorrect thinking. V'darkei lias koyreitz be'einav. And his way, so somebody that does that, he's got that thing where he gives a wink. He winks. When his friend takes his advice, gave great advice, but inside he knew he's really destroying this guy, right? And the friend took the advice, and he fell into trouble. He falls into bad. And so now this guy winks with his eyes. Laharo is to show shekeinai sekavanase. That was his intention to begin with. And that's when the guy winks. Like, I really, that's what I meant to happen. Meril Biraglov, he shuffles with his feet. Hu neged b'liyal. That is keneged the person who is without law. Va'isa rabba foil. And he's the one that actually does the evil. Umayul Biragloi. So he shuffles with his feet ba'es kasai when he gets angry. The time is anger. What's that? I guess. Like Malila, you know, like to crush off the grains or whatever. Yeah. He just stomps with his foot or crushes it in like it's a certain tension that comes out in that form of with his feet. Okay. Mayrabet Vaisav, he points with his fingers. Hu neged ahilich rachil. That is keneged the person who is going and telling over a slander. Shemar bebetz va'isav al oisav shadibir lov. He tends to point with his finger at the guy he's talking about. V'hu b'machshava, and that is in machshava.
Sure.
Yeah, one second. One second. V'hu b'machshava. Le'mor ru'u shedvarav kinim hamitim. To show, no, he's saying that. Over here he's saying is that this act of the showing with his fingers is not, he's not actually saying now, but rather he's indicating, you see, he's showing you like without speech, which is like a form of thought, that you should realize that what he spoke in the past is true.
What he's,
yeah. Well, you know, the guy yesterday he said to him, and now about this guy in the Beis Medrash. And now he sees the guy doing whatever it is. So he taps on the shoulder and he just points. He doesn't have to say anything. He just points to him. That's a way of showing him, Machshava, take a look. You'll see what I said yesterday is right. Without speech. So according to the Gaon, it comes out he's not Mefarsh, right? He's not Mefarsh the way I said that the Chayra, these are three, I think on a very, right, very shot level, I would say. There's Einayim, it's Bois and Reglayim. But how's he? He's pairing it up a little bit different, right? He's saying that, again, the Adam Blial, that worked. That worked. The feet part goes negative. The Maisa, that works with what we said. The Machshava, we put the Machshava. He speaks with. Wait, what did he say in the previous pasuk though? Ish oven. The ish oven was Machshava, and that's the guy that's medaber tapuchos. And that was Machshava, right? That was Machshava. And that doesn't work. Over here, that's Koyreitz be'einav. Oh, and the einav is. That's also good. That's the top layer. That's the top layer. That Yinayim, we said, is in the Makshava level, right? And the so the whole thing works then. Ma'ir be'etzba Esav. No, that's what comes out tricky. Kareis
Ve'inav is connected to each oven, right? Because he's the one who tricks. Mo'ir Ragim is Ben Beliav, and Mo'ir Esav is Negedishus Bet, right?
Right, which worked with what we said. Right, we said that the ikshus per, the dibu, we said is like, even though it's in the head, but it relates to the midas level of a person, which is the midsection of the person, which is connected to its voice. But what's interesting is, yeah, it's interesting he puts makshava into that level of Heilich Rachel. Before the Heilich Rachel, he put into the level of Heilich Ikshus Peh.
Might have
changed
it.
What?
You don't have to worry because they invented round brackets and square brackets and just took out Makshav and put it
in. Are you serious? They changed it?
In this one, yeah.
Which is that? That's the Philip edition?
Yeah.
Ah, so that works much better. You see that? Baruch Shekivano. No, it doesn't seem to. Something seemed to be a little bit off. So it changes from Vahuba Makshava to Vahuba Dibur?
Yeah.
Oh,
Shalom Ali.
Huh? Which part of, where are you reading?
By Ish Oven,
yeah. So the Ish Oven, he said, was Machshava. He's speaking, right? His mouth. No, so it solves everything. Once you say Vuhu Makshava, you turn that into Vuhu Bedibur, so everything worked out. It lined up properly, just the Hezbollah didn't line up properly. Does he bring that from a Ksav Yad, or he just thinks to... Did he bring that from a Ksav Yad, that Sushinu, that Girsa change?
No.
He just suggested it on his own. Uh-huh, okay, so a little bit less exciting, but...
He's telling over. That's the guru.
I happen to think. I think the opposite. I think that the fact that he says Lamor is mechazik the gears of the machshava. Because there's a find in the Mefarshei Tanakh a few times like such a thing that. I'll give you a nice pshat. You have a chumash here?
Yeah.
We'll get off track slightly over here. In Parshas Vayera, so it said v'techachesh. Sarah denied, right? Avram came to her with a taina that she lied. They came with a taina that she laughed. So she denied it. Lemoir, saying, Lo tzachakti, I didn't laugh. Ki yareach, she was afraid. Vayomer, and he said, Loi ki tzachakt, you did laugh. It's not true, you did laugh. So, the obvious question that everybody's bothered by, or everybody should be bothered by, is what Sarah, why did Sarah lie? We're talking about one of the Mois. How could it be that she lied? Just straight, blanket, outright lied because it was uncomfortable? I mean, that should bother people. So, the Reb Chaim Vital from the Arizal, gives a pshat, mamish pshat, in the, I don't remember, I think it's Shar Psukim. See the Shah Psukim or Sefer Likutim, one of the two, they're printed together usually. So, this is a mamish, a beautiful pshat. After the words Vatechachesh Sora, there's a psik. There's a psik before the word Lamar. So, what did Avram come to, I'll explain what that psik is in a second. What did Avram come and tain it to Sarah? He said to her, right, Vayom Hashem al Avram, Loma ze tzachaka Sora Lamar. Ha'af umnom eleid vani zakanti, He said that Sarah laughed, saying, I'm so old, can I give birth now? It's not shy for Klal, I'm so old. Now we know that's not what she said. Right? She said, the Adoni Zaken. Right? Previous Pasuk said, right? Yitzchak Sar Bekirbo Leymar, Achrev Loisi Oisli Edna, Adoni Zaken. My mass, but because of Shalom Bayis, Rabbeinu Shalom changed and said to Avram that, you know, that she said, I am old, right? That's what Rashi brings. Shina Kosov Mepnea Shalom. The Pasuk changes because of Shalom. Shari Yomra Vadoni Zaken. So he says that Kadosh Baruch Hu changed it already. Now, so therefore, when Avram came and tainted her, you laughed and said that you can't give birth because you're so old. You, Sarah, said about yourself that you're so old. No. Vatechachesh Sarah Psik. She just denied it. She didn't explain what she's denying. She said, no, not true. I deny. Psik. Lemur is to give over, to convey the message as if saying. It's not vatoimer loitzachakti, which is what you normally would see in the Torah. Vatechachesh Sarah, she just denied. Psik. Lemur, to convey the understanding, loitzachakti, as if she said, I didn't laugh. She wanted Avram to understand that her denial was that she didn't laugh bichlal. Because she was afraid. And then he said, no, it's not true, you laughed. She didn't say she didn't laugh. She just said it wasn't, what he said wasn't so. Beautiful pshat mamish in Arizal. And the bichlal, even without that, right? But chachesh sara lemo, the pasuk before said, vatitzchak sara bekirbo lemor. So lemor is never actual amira. I don't think ever. Lemor, right? We always say, Yidabra Hashem el Moshe. Lemor. Lemor is the message. Is the message being conveyed? It can be through speech and saying. Usually.
It's itself, but to other people.
What? That's another thing. Whatever, yeah. And Echanan. To say other to others in that case, yeah.
So that's the beginning of Dibur.
But
that's the beginning of Dibur. When I convey a message to you, to me and you, even if I'm using my hands,
right. So I'm saying over here when the Goyin says Shemara be'etzbo'isva o'isa shedibur olov v'hu b'machshava le'mor, I think it works even better in a certain sense because o'isa shedibur olov v'hu b'dibur, he would have to say le'mor anyway. Here he would have to say le'mor anyway.
Yeah. These etzbo's are an open of telling over a message. That's
yeah.
Dibur.
Yeah, but to me it seems to work. Either Girsa works fine, but I think ultimately the Iker is not to get thrown off by what he says over here, the Makshava, and it's referring to the Eilech Rachel, and before he spoke about Makshava, referring to the Ish Oven, so they line up. No, it's even here where he puts the words, if you're going to use that Girsa, the Makshava, it's the Dibor aspect of this Maise that we're talking about. He's showing with his fingers to the guy he spoke about. Tibi mechazik the dibur that he said yesterday. He's using machshava. He's using a hint. Tibi mechazik the dibur that he said yesterday. So it's really an attachment to that dibur. So you can either change the gears or not change either. But the bottom line is going to be the same. And it itaka does work out the way we said is that the einayim is on top. The etzbois is in the middle. And the raglayim is the third kaim. It works out with the Gain's perish as well. Okay. We'll stop here.